I'm also glad that the readings focus on that one hardest thing that I'm going to be wrestling with, and all of us together, and that is the reality of sin. I know you might think, ugh, why preach about sin the very first homily, Father Szabo? Well, you can blame the book here. You heard in the first reading, God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living. That means God didn't intend, you know, his main goal, his purpose in creating the world, to have us living in a situation where there's suffering and pain and death. But why is that the case? Because of sin. And it's really worth remembering this reality that we live in. You know, God created it all good, as we saw in we know from the story of Adam and Eve. And yet, something happened. We sinned. You know, we chose to use our free will to separate ourselves from God. He didn't, like, kick us away. That's a bad image of God. He's not the Father who, like, happily punishes us all and says, go to hell. He's the Father who's lovingly yearning for our return. Like the prodigal son story. When we sinned, we separated ourselves from God. Then, thank goodness, he came down and lived in that sin with us as a man. You know, he himself was perfect, but he let himself suffer the death that he never intended so that we could be reunited with him.